wonder, could you just state again that you'd listen?
Yes.
You just say yes to this and confirm that.
Mr. Chairman, just want to go on record that I have watched and broadcast, listened to the audio reviewed for the record, and therefore I'm prepared to vote on the application.
Thank you.
Again, yeah, I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Passwaters.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is conditional use 2622 Theros Village, care of Code Purple at the Cape.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2622 for Theros Village, care of Code Purple at the Cape, for an amendment to condition K of conditional use number 2583 and ordinance number 4003, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, Theros Village received approval for a campground for the unhoused on June 17, 2025, as part of conditional use number 2583 that was approved by County Council as ordinance number 4003. Two, Theros Village has satisfied the requirements of Condition O of Ordinance Number 4003 that required a report to be sent to the Commission and County Council in early 2026. That report has been received by the County. Three, as part of that prior approval and based upon information available at the time, the site used by Theros Village was to be seasonal, with all items associated with the conditional use removed from the property in the colder months so that the State of Delaware could utilize the property for its Del Dot equipment and material storage. Four, Theros Village has now advised the county that it has reached an agreement with the State of Delaware to allow certain items to remain on the site year-round, even while the camping area is unoccupied. This will enable the more efficient and convenient use of the site by Theros Village, its volunteers, and the people who utilize the site. For these reasons, it is appropriate to amend Condition K of Conditional Use Number 2583 and Ordinance Number 4003 so that it now states as follows. The entire facility may open no earlier than March 1st of each year, and it shall close no later than November 30th of each year. However, during the time that the site is unoccupied, the operators of the facility may store items or materials associated with the use as permitted by the State of Delaware. Any such items or materials shall be securely stored and screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The applicant shall provide the Office of Planning and Zoning with an updated site plan showing where any items or materials associated with the use will be stored.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use 2622 Theros Village, care of Code Purple at Cape Henlopen. Mr. Collins, what's your pleasure?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters.
Mr. Chairman, just want to go on record that I have watched the broadcast, listened to the audio, reviewed the record, and therefore prepared to vote on this application.
Thank you.
I vote yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Thank you. Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0.